Well, the Zwickau prophets in the time of the Reformation were those who went off into extreme positions of private revelation. They claimed that God was speaking to them and that through dreams and visions they were receiving divine revelation of the same authority as the written word of God. And that is why, really, we know nothing of these tangent groups from the Reformation. There was nothing firm to stand on. There was nothing that could be passed down to the next generations. And that's why the magisterial reformers, Luther, Calvin, Zwingli, and all of these great reformers, Bullinger, why their ministries had such a long-lasting effect and why they were able to rally nations and even the continent around them, because of the objective standard of the written word of God. And that was really the issue for Luther. Even as he stood at the Diet of Worms and was asked to deny his books, he said, "How could I, because they're so full of the written word of God? I would have to deny the Bible itself." And so he said, "Here I stand, I can do no other. God help me." They were willing to shed blood over this issue, their own blood, if need be, because the church has no other place to stand than upon what God has said, and the biblical authors have recorded it once and for all in Holy Scripture.